And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're very happy to be here this Sunday morning, joining you for the next hour. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo. And who have we got?
Yes, welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to see you.
Always lovely to see you guys. Zoe. Morning, everyone.
Now, September is a really busy month with lots of important national awareness weeks and days. And today, Dementia Action Week is coming to a close. Now, we did touch on this lightly last week, but we felt that it's an important issue, important enough to speak about again, because 500,000 Aussies live with dementia, and that number is set to double in the next 25 years. And there's most definitely a prevailing attitude that people living with dementia are old and frail and living in care, but that's not actually the case. Of course, many people living with dementia make significant contributions to our community.
There are certain words, Jo, that I think we have perceptions about, and dementia is one. And a better term is cognitive decline. Our brain doesn't function as well over time. We're all living longer, which is terrific, but cognitive decline can happen at any age. We've got people being diagnosed with cognitive decline at 50, 45. Very serious stuff. So, sadly, we don't have a lot of options available. So, at this stage, we're trying to understand that they take, that person takes a different type of care than aged care. They're physically usually pretty well, is why we, a person with dementia can have that condition ever increasing over time for 20 years. So it's a real struggle.
And I think you sort of hit the nail on the head. It's about normalising the conversation. I think we, the more we can sort of open this conversation up, talk about early onset dementia, the more that we can actually talk about what's causing it, what's the problem, what can we do in the interim to help support. I mean, there's lots of things we can do through adjusting lifestyle. We can look at different dietary, you know, support as well. And obviously, you know, community, pulling, making sure these people don't get isolated out of the community, because as we know with dementia, that actually amplifies the situation so much more.
Absolutely. And caring for the carers as well, I think, is really important.
Oh, big time.
Yes. So
my mum's got three carers and, you know, they are amazing. We are so lucky to have them.
Yes. So for those people living with the disease and their carers, COVID-19 has presented a whole new set of challenges for them and their loved ones. So in a moment, we'll speak with Tamar Krebs, founder and CEO of Group Homes Australia, which is an innovative dementia model of small group homes across Sydney. And we'll find out just what those challenges in the time of COVID have been and continue to be. Also, September brings with it Steptember, which is a great fundraising initiative that raises much needed money to help children and adults living with cerebral palsy. And as Steptember comes to a close, we thought we should have a chat with Lucy Jacker, the Cerebral Palsy Alliance's General Manager of Fundraising, to find out how it's all been going and how we can contribute. Also today, we're going to bring some new research that confirms what I think we already knew, which is that people who go to bed early are more likely to be in better health and more physically active compared to night owls.
Get away.
Did you know this? So we'll tell you about that study. In our A to Z of Vitamins, we'll take a look at the Life Space Broad Spectrum Capsules. As always, give us a call on 131 873. We would love to hear from you. If you need help with your health today, call 131 873 with any of your questions. Next, what extra challenges does COVID-19 create for sufferers of dementia and their loved ones? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A microbiome is the trillions of microbes, including bacteria, that live on and in our bodies. The more diverse our bacteria, the healthier our microbiome may become. LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics contain up to 15 strains of beneficial bacteria, which may help support the health of your microbiome and general well-being. And you can get LifeSpace Life Space Broad Spectrum Probiotics from Chemist Warehouse. You'll find a wide range for the whole family starting from $19.99. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873. Gerald and Zoe are both here to answer your questions with regards to your health. Or perhaps you or someone you love is living with dementia. How has your experience of COVID-19 been? What should we as a community understand better? Give us a call, 131 873. Because, of course, the pandemic has been very difficult for all of us, young and old, especially with the physical distancing and self-isolation. But it's been particularly difficult and stressful and confusing for the 500,000 Australians living with dementia. And to help us understand how the coronavirus is impacting dementia sufferers and their families, we're joined by Tamar Krebs, founder and CEO of Group Homes Australia, who has over 21 years in the aged care sector. Good morning, Tamar.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, for people living with dementia, what has COVID-19 been like? Does it bring with it a whole new set of challenges?
So it brings a whole new set of challenges of isolation and disorientation and lack of routine, things that were open and that have gone into lockdown, or things that have closed down, whether it be coffee shops or day centers or different activities, families being able to connect and travel to see each other. So it's been a real challenge for people living with dementia.
Tamar, it's quite interesting. My mum has dementia. It was caused by a stroke, and we chose to keep her at home. She feels so much more secure as her declines happen. The familiarities are there as well. COVID's been quite interesting because in some way it stopped her from getting other sickness because she's not going out, but it definitely has created a confusion in her as well. When it comes to that, what kind of support can we add in at home for these people?
So it's fantastic to be able to keep someone at home in their familiar environment, connected to their social networks as well as their family networks. And connection is really important, especially during this time. Even physical connection, social distancing is sort of the buzzword and it's important, but touch is a really important thing for someone to comfort them. The other positive side of COVID has been the limit on family gatherings. For someone with dementia, a very big family gathering can be quite challenging, where the limit of 20 people is actually quite good because there can be more one-on-one time with them. So making sure that you're making time to spend that one-on-one time and creating a little bit of a routine in the home is really important for that person.
Tamar, carers are probably the great unheralded people of all time, especially now. But separation between a person with dementia and their carer has, at the moment, in my view, been an absolute disgrace because it changes their world completely. What have we learned from this? What can we do or could we do better at the moment?
So I absolutely agree with you that it's been devastating to see that disconnect, and often what will happen for someone with dementia, if they don't see their loved one for a couple of weeks, if they're at the latter stages, they're going to forget them. And that's devastating to see, and we've seen it around the globe, especially also in Australia. We want to make sure that we remember that dementia is a terminal disease. COVID is a risky virus, and we have to toss up and weigh up what the benefits of isolation are for the person living with dementia versus the connection. There's no easy answer, and there's no one-size-fits-all, but it is a question and a conversation that families need to be having. Do they want to isolate the person with dementia and save them from COVID, but risk them for their dementia, the deterioration or an exacerbation and their disorientation, not seeing their families?
Tamar, it's quite interesting, having had my mum at home, I mean, the benefit of having them either at home or in a small group is amazing and for all the other things. But how would someone know it's the right time to put their family member into a group care environment?
So it's probably the most common question I get is, when is the right time? And my response usually is there is no one answer. But the one thing that I do encourage carers is be aware of your care fatigue. Usually it's not because the person living with dementia are ready for care, but it's more around the support network breaking down and their inability or their exhaustion of years and years of caring for this person and no longer being able to be the best person to do that for them.
So, Tamara, what tips or advice do you have for dementia sufferers and their families as we navigate COVID-19?
So we want to encourage people to live with dementia, not suffer with dementia. And learning to live with the disease is really important because we can live beyond the diagnosis. We can focus on cherished moments, and if we have a good day, celebrate that day. And it doesn't mean that tomorrow is going to be the same. We want to encourage connection, even though social distancing, we want to encourage connection. And celebrate those moments. If you can't connect face-to-face, use FaceTime. If FaceTime doesn't resonate, send cards and pictures. You know, the technology doesn't always work for that generation. But we want to look at different ways of connecting during this really, really isolating time.
Thank you so much, Tamara. I love that as a message in general, to find absolutely everywhere you can to connect with each other.
To live with it. Not let us dominate you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Tamara. You have a fantastic Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
And we do welcome your calls. 131873. Cliff from Yarra Glen. Good morning.
Good morning, Gerald. I just wanted to thank you. You gave me a remedy for heel spur. It's taken 6 weeks, but it's worked.
Good. Well done, Cliff.
Oh, great.
I'm going to keep it up for a bit longer, but the tablets 79 and 43, I think they were.
Yep, sensational. And when it's fixed, Cliff, you put them to one side. It may come back because this is a structural issue around your foot. A chat to a podiatrist at some stage would be worthwhile.
Thank you. Thanks, Cliff. Great to have a success story there.
Oh, we have lots of success
stories. Of course you do. I know you do, Gerald. Next on the House of Wellness, we'll have more of your calls. Plus, could your diabetes be exacerbated by your sleep habits? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A microbiome is the trillions of microbes, including bacteria, that live on and in our bodies. The more diverse our bacteria, the healthier our microbiome may become. LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics contain up to 15 strains of beneficial bacteria, which may help support the health of your microbiome and general well-being. And you can get LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics from Chemist Warehouse. You'll find a wide range for the whole family starting from $19.99. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873, with your questions or comments, and we have been speaking about how to support people with dementia and their carers, and Liz from Penrith has called. Hello, Liz.
Hello, how are you all? I'm just sitting here making cupcakes to take to my mum's birthday party.
Oh, happy birthday to your mum.
She will be 88 today, and she's been in the nursing home for 7 years. She's suffered dementia for over 10. My dad visits her window every day has done since March, Jim Clark at Emu Plains. And we love her very much. And, yes, we have learned to live with dementia because that's the only way you get through it.
How's your dad getting on, Liz, coping with that?
Oh, honest to God, you would not believe my dad. He does his exercises every morning. He gets in the car. He stands by her window. He sings to her. He has been in since March. He's been able to touch her 3 times. And he's learned to live with that as well.
I think it's called love, isn't it?
Absolutely. They had their 65th wedding anniversary of COVID. And he got to go in and he's saying, if I had my life to live over again, I'd still do it with you.
Oh, my God, it's getting teary.
Liz, that is just such a beautiful perspective, and we love hearing your family story and the story of your mum and dad. And so you're celebrating with the cupcakes outside the window for her today. And
And
she'll be able to connect with that?
Not at all. But we've actually, next week we're allowed to get into the nursing home by booking. But I've sort of asked if there's any chance she can come out into the little foyer and sit on her own, and we will still be outside the foyer away from her. But if she's outside and she can see, my sister had her first contact yesterday with her, and she told us she loved her, and my mum cried.
There you go.
That's extraordinary. And there you see exactly what Tamar was talking about, was celebrating the moment.
So true.
So important. Thank you so much, Liz. Julie in Kew, good morning.
Oh, hi, Doris. My mum's passed now, but she was 101 when she passed. And she had dementia, probably kicked in around when she was 98. But like that lady, I had a very big lesson from a friend of mine who was a nurse. And we were taking mum out for Christmas. And my friend Lois said to me, "Don't be so selfish." And I said, "What do you mean, selfish? It's Christmas." She said, "Julie, you've got to understand, mum's happy. Your mum's happy. She doesn't know any different. You take her home. You're going to bring her back. She becomes confused." That's right. Then I realised she was so right. And you have to people make the mistake when they're getting dementia and they say something and they say, "Oh, no, no, that's not right. That's not right. It was." And I used to go in and see mum. We all did very regularly.
Julie, that is magnificent. And one of the things we have done appallingly in Victoria, we have taken people out of their dementia home, their caring home, and often put them in hospital, and they have passed away. And I think it's the separation that's killed them and nothing else. And it's been really, really bad.
Thank you so much for your call, Julie. So we've spoken here often on the House of Wellness about how important sleep is to our health. That's not a new story. Mm-hmm. But now there's a study that has linked good sleep to good diabetes management, Gerald.
Wow. And it reduces the risk of diabetes, Joe. More to the point, was it your grandmother that would have said, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise"?
Yeah. Are you suggesting I'm not early? I'm offended. I am a bit of a night owl, and I'm learning that's not a good thing. It's a study out of University of Leicester and the University of South Australia.
And it's terrific. And it's just common sense. And this is all about recognising the fact that with the screen time we all have at night, it's a bit silly. And how often do we talk about sleeping patterns and turning off screens, getting your brain ready to go to sleep? And if it's going to reduce the risk of diabetes, which is an appalling disease, and the phrase Tamar used before is living with it, We need to just do it better. And this is not difficult to do.
No, so the link is that people who go to bed late at night are less likely to have healthy and active lifestyles, which obviously you need to manage your diabetes. Yep. So they say that 56% less exercise from those who are late to bed as opposed to those who are early to bed. And also low levels and low intensities of physical activity if you are late to bed. Yes. So they're suggesting that to maintain a healthy weight and physical activity that you need to manage your type 2 diabetes, so go to bed early.
Is Dazzler a go to bed early?
My husband.
Yes. Well, that's Dazzler.
So he's to bed sometimes 1 a.m, busy watching. He's binge watcher. That's the thing. You get addicted to that.
If you got a media release from the University of South Australia that you can discuss with him?
I might bring that up. But Zoe, it's not always easy to get a good night's sleep, even if we're going to bed early.
No. Look, I mean, a lot of what we do is routine-based, so it's about slowly changing the routine around our sleep cycles as well. But there really is some great food that we can take to assist this. One is GABA. So GABA is an important neurotransmitter. And what it does, it helps to get an adequate amount of glutamine with the amino acid and just helps to sort of soothe the process. So you can find that in things like chicken and beef and pork and dairy products. But the other thing is tryptophan. So tryptophan is a precursor for serotonin. And the good thing what it does is it helps calm you down. So, you know when your grandma used to say, have honey and milk at night time?
Yes.
The reason why we did that is that there's tryptophan in milk, and the honey or the insulin and honey binds to that milk and helps you absorb the tryptophan faster as well. So not that you need to go and have honey and milk necessarily at night time, but foods that are high in tryptophan can be really, really supportive in helping to soothe the body. And the other one, I mean, Gerald and I talk about it all the time, magnesium. It's so simple to add it into your diet. When we do talk about magnesium, obviously supplementation is the quickest way to get it in, but also look at the quality of the product that you're buying. And there's some really good formulations out there that have cherry blossom, they have marshmallow root, have all these other things in there that help, again, work as a soporific and help calm you down and really give you that good night's sleep. And actually, my husband goes to bed at about 8 a.m. every night because he gets up at 3:45 every morning.
That's good discipline.
And It's very good discipline, but he's also got Emily and I in a, you know, in a good sleep state as well.
Oh, that's good. When the family do it together, I like that. But yes, it's a good thing to remember to prioritise your sleep. It's absolutely critical. 131873 is our phone number. And Neil from Altona Meadows has called. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, Neil. How can we help?
Yeah, this question is about ubiquinol.
Yes.
Just recently, oh, for the last 2 months, the doctor or specialist advised me to go on statin, which I've been taking.
Good.
And I've been getting the, like, not the cramps, but the muscles in my legs and that being sore and muscle strain. And I keep hearing you saying about ubiquinol. So I went out and bought a jar 2 weeks ago, sorry, a week and a half ago, ubiquinol.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, a couple of things, is what actually is ubiquinol form?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reduced form, I see it's a reduced form of coenzyme C,
that's
Q10.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is, would Q10 be easier to take than ubiquinol? And next question is, how long does it before it starts kicking in?
What strength ubiquinol did you get?
100 grams.
100 milligram. Okay. Now, first of all, just very briefly, ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form of CoQ10. So, therefore, your body uses it far better. The statin cuts back the production of that coenzyme Q10, which is, you know, that's the nutrient we need. It cuts it back because it interferes with liver function. And part of the symptoms of that is a leg pain. So if you replace that nutrient, the leg pain will be reduced. Normally, depending on the strength of your statin, it will only take a week or so before you notice considerable difference. If you're not noticing it, Neil, take two.
There you go, Neil. And I know that many questions have come through about ubiquinol. So, of course, everybody can go to housewellness.com.au and send you a question at Ask Gerald at that tab on the Ask on the page, the front page there, and you'll be able to answer them
straight away.
Gerald.
Yes.
Next on the House of Wellness, Steptember is here, raising much needed funds to help children and adults living with cerebral palsy. We'll find out next how we can all join in. That's right after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Give us a call 131 873 with any questions to support your health. But first, Steptember is a great fundraising initiative that raises much needed funds to help children and adults living with cerebral palsy. And as Steptember comes to a close, we thought we should find out how it's been going. So we are joined by Lucy Jacker, the Cerebral Palsy Alliance's General Manager of Fundraising. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lucy, to begin with, can you explain what is cerebral palsy?
So it's a physical disability. We don't, there's no pre-birth test for it. So it's often something that families don't realise their child has until after they're born. We know it's caused by damage to the brain as the brain's developing, usually before a baby's born. But it can affect people in very different ways. So it can be very mild. It could be a weakness in one arm that's very, you know, difficult to notice. But at the other end of the spectrum, there are a group of people with severe cerebral palsy who require 24/7 care to do all daily activities. So it's, yeah, it's a physical, it really affects physical movement, and it's Australia's most common physical disability in children.
Wow. Sarah, I have my best friend's sister has cerebral palsy, and he and another really good friend of mine have been doing this walking or participating in this charity for years. Sarah has walked 365,000 steps and has currently raised $1,500. So
beautiful.
I just want, yeah, it's really great. I just want, first of all, I wanted to say thank you to them because I think it's really important that we do say thank you to the people who actually are raising the money.
Mm.
But tell us, how long has this been running for? Because it's such a great charity.
Yeah, look, it's amazing. Look, the organisation Cerebral Palsy Alliance has been going for 75 years, so we've been around for a long, long time. We're one of the oldest sort of not-for-profits in Australia, but the Steptember campaign itself, this is our 10th year this year. So it's now Australia's largest health and wellness fundraiser, and we're just amazed at the support that we've had this year. We've got over 83,000 Australians that are participating and raising money for us, which has just blown us away this year.
Well, and congratulations for all you've done and all you will do in the future. Lucy, what's the latest in treatments? What treatment options are there still for cerebral palsy?
So there's a lot of different options. One of the main ones is physical therapy, so physiotherapy, occupational therapy. So that's probably the most commonly common therapy that's used across most people that have cerebral palsy, because it is primarily a physical disability. But look, there's so much research happening at the moment around therapy for cerebral palsy, and we do know that the earlier that a baby gets into therapy, the better their outcomes down the line. So a lot of the money that we're raising through September is towards a program that we called Babies at Risk, and that's about identifying and diagnosing cerebral palsy really, really early, which is now possible thanks to research, and getting babies into those kind of treatment plans as quickly as possible so that we can utilise that first couple of years of life, which we all know is so important for their development.
Okay. Well done.
Sarah, first of all, my other friend Sarah just texted me then to say they've raised $4,000, not $1,500. So it's been quite interesting because I've learnt how to, I guess, make myself feel comfortable in the environment of being around my girlfriend's sister who has cerebral palsy. Tell us a little bit about how we can sort of normalise the situation, because again, it can be a bit hard for people outside to learn to deal with other people with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, look, I think people just have to, it is challenging, completely appreciate that, but really people with cerebral palsy are just people and they have the same goals, ambitions, dreams that we who don't have cerebral palsy have. So I think it's about trying to be really open-minded and understand that even if somebody might look a little bit different or walk a little bit different, maybe their communication or speech has been impacted, it's really about trying to see beyond that and understand that they're another person. You know, they're part of a family, they've probably got siblings, they've got parents, they're no different to anybody else. And it's about, I guess, trying to support any needs that they have, but also try not to define the person by that. That is one of the things that I guess we hear from a lot of our clients is they don't want to be defined by their disability. It's one part of them, but it doesn't want to be the definer.
Now, Lucy, I know that you raised an incredible $7 million last year for September, which is just a phenomenal achievement. And I'm hoping this year you're heading towards an equal success. What can people do to contribute to September?
Well, if they know anyone who's participating, they can, of course, go to their fundraising page on the September website and make a donation. But they can also make a general donation if they go onto that site. So that's September.org.au. So you have the option of donating to a person that's participating or to a team. A lot of organisations are participating. You can also donate to an organisation. A large number of people that do September are doing it as the health and wellness activity in their workplace. And that's been some of the success of the campaign, is that it's really been embraced by organisations as a way to get their staff healthy and connected and doing an activity for a whole month together that makes them happy and healthy and gets them moving and doing physical exercise, but also raises funds to help people with cerebral palsy.
Absolutely. Make sure you head to that website, steptember.org.au. Thank you so much, Lucy. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you very much for having me.
As always, we'd love you to give us a call, 131873, with any of your questions. Patricia in Cobbity, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering if you could discuss a few things about cholesterol level for me, if you don't mind. I'm 78 years old.
Yes.
And I have had a very high cholesterol since I was a teenager.
Yes.
And, of course, the doctors aren't really happy whenever I have to go. And now that I have to go for my driver's test every year since I was 75, they want to put me on to Cresta all the time. I don't take any medication. I'm very healthy other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to take vitamins or just keep my diet naturally. So my cholesterol level has been 14 mm-hmm. most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when I went for my test, it went down to 13, which I was happy about.
Ah, yes.
And this year it's 12. So it's going down.
Well done.
But the doctor said it is probably a congenital thing with me, but it is very too high, and he wants to do something about it. I was just wondering if there's another way.
There are a number of ways, and we're talking here about a substance produced in your liver, Patricia, and this is happening whether the doctor likes it or not, essentially. Now, there's a few things you can do, and it's all about balance. That total number is actually meaningless. It's the balance of the HDL and the LDL and the fraction size, and you've shown that you're coping well with that. There is a fibre that you can have for breakfast every morning that's called beta-glucare fibre. That's a breakfast cereal that's available everywhere. And the other, with good evidence, is aged garlic extract. Now, those two things are going to help stabilise your levels. But you keep going and just tell them to stop picking on older people driving cars.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. Good luck with that, Patricia. Next on the House of Wellness, we continue our series on probiotics, and we'll have more of your calls as well. That's after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A microbiome is the trillions of microbes, including bacteria, that live on and in our bodies. The more diverse our bacteria, the healthier our microbiome may become. LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics contain up to 15 strains of beneficial bacteria, which may help support the health of your microbiome and general well-being. And you can get LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics from Chemist Warehouse. You'll find a wide range for the whole family starting from $19.99. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. As always, we love hearing from you on 131-873. Give us a call with your questions for your health. But first, it's time for A to Z of vitamins, and we return to the wonderful world of probiotics. And this time it's LifeSpace Broad Spectrum capsules, so a broad microbiome sort of probiotic.
15 different strains, which considered to be fairly beneficial, Joe. But we're talking here about 3 kilogram of bacteria that the three of us carry around in our tummies. It's a separate organ almost. And let's just reflect briefly on the sort of things that can interfere with its function. Antibiotics, medications called proton pump inhibitors. These are things that people are given for indigestion and reflux. They can upset the balance at all. Poor sleep. We mentioned sleep before. That can upset the microbiome. So using a probiotic regularly tends to just push you back into that comfortable space where those 3 kilogram are working happily as at their most efficient.
Is it that stress affects our natural microbiome? I'm amazed by that.
Because of that very close link between your brain and your gut. You affect one, it will affect the other.
So there are foods, of course, that we can enjoy that will support our microbiome.
There are so many good foods. So what I love about taking a supplement and eating your way through to a good gut is that when you look at foods like kimchi and sauerkraut or even miso paste, what they have the ability to do is to get into the lower GI. So some supplements, because of the acid in our gut, they get absorbed sort of in that upper GI. But food, because it takes longer to break down, will often get absorbed in that lower GI. So we're covering all bases as well, which is a tick, tick, tick when it comes to good gut health.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by LifeSpace. We can all be living innovation. Now, Gerald, we have a request. Could you please repeat the cereal that you mentioned for cholesterol? We've had lots of people asking about that.
Cereal is called beta-glucan. Beta-glucan is the cereal, and it comes as a powder. And it comes as a cereal. The powder, I'm not a great fan of, because you put it on top of your normal cereal and it sits like a swamp. But the cereal itself with some Greek yogurt and some berries, ideal.
Now, I must say we are heading for World Pharmacists Day on Friday. So, Gerald, I wish you a very happy World Pharmacists Day
Thank
on Friday.
You, Joe.
And
Thank
to
you.
All of our pharmacists that have kept us healthy.
Thank you for the flowers and the bottle of wine. I'll treasure those things.
In advance, yes.
But really, we are, as a profession, I think in my view, after 50-odd years, 50-plus years, undervalued, underrated, but we do play a very important role in the health team, and more than ever.
Absolutely.
Ask your pharmacist.
This year, more than ever, I would agree. And Zoe, there's something very important you'd like to mention?
Yeah, so next Thursday I'm going to be walking the 14Ks for City to Surf, and this is to raise money for Cure Cancer, which is young researchers researching how they can cure cancer, and you can simply go to curecancer.com.au or City to Surf 2020 Everyday Hero. Zoe Bingley-Porton, if you want to be a part of this, because it's such a great way to lose weight, be healthy and raise money for charity.
Amazing. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. We must say thank you to all of our callers, and we're sorry we didn't get to all of you. You can go to houseofwellness.com.au and there is the Ask tab. Send an email. Gerald will be able to answer your questions. And while we're engaging with the House of Wellness today, don't forget to catch House of Wellness TV at midday on Channel 7. There's a very interesting story on a new breakthrough technology for prostate cancer sufferers, which is really important, of course.
It's been a big month for prostate cancer. So.
Yes, it has been Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I told you September was a massive month because, of course...
Isn't it just? Wow.
It's actually Liptember as well, let's not forget. Liptember is a fantastic campaign on at the moment that raises funds and awareness for women's mental health. So all you have to do to help out Liptember is purchase a beautiful lipstick from Chemist Warehouse, pop on some colourful lipping and start the conversation around mental health. Zoe, it's lovely as always to see you.
So good always to talk to you guys. And everybody out there, thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Gerald?
Thank you, Joe. Great. And thank you, Zoe. And don't forget Gus Warland you're chatting with today as well. An amazing man.
He is an extraordinary person, of course. Gotcha for Life. His charity supporting men's mental health is absolutely critical. So, yeah, we always love checking in with Gus Warland. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.